It is 9 a.m., and this is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners in our conference room. In attendance, Commissioner DeYoung, Commissioner Fowler, and Commissioner Morgan by phone. excuse me. Item one is from our sheriff, Mr. Ed Vincent, Aramark operating agreement for food service. Sir?
Basically, all we're doing is we're renewing. We went out to RFP for a request for proposals for food service handlers in the facility. And just to, we did it this time just to see what was out there. And we were having some issues with our food service individuals. And we've since corrected all those issues. And our current food handler, Aramark, won the contract. And they're going to continue providing a food service for us. And we got the meals 10 cents less a meal than what they were. So for the first year, we're going to save about $20,000 on the deal, and then they'll start adding it up as the price of food goes up. But it worked out pretty good. We've got a really good, solid agreement. Like I said, we've been with them for 20 years, so this was a pretty easy decision to make after seeing the quality of the other bids that we had come in.
You mentioned that you had some issues with them, and that's why you kind of went out to just kind of test the water.
We did.
Did you negotiate those into that new contract, your concerns?
We did.
Okay.
Unfortunately enough, after the RFP was written and we began the process, we were able to isolate what one of our main problems was, and it was one of their management people.
Oh, okay.
Since that individual has moved on, a lot of things came to light. But this was a good experience for me. It was a nice process to go through, so now I'm very familiar with it.
Good. I think it's going to work.
Yeah, very happy with it.
So, do they contract with Swanson or Banquet?
Neither, actually.
TV dinner.
Yeah. And that was something that we considered also. Pot pie. That was actually something that we considered.
Well, we can't say pot pie. Sorry.
Yes, good thought. Yeah. We don't do pot pie in the jam.
No, we don't do joint meetings.
Joint meetings, pot pie. Okay, well, good. It sounds good. Sounds like, so this will be basically, this is a new contract or a renewal,
You could call it a renewal. It's okay. Basically, they won the official contract. So okay. Yeah, it's a renewal, and if we keep the relationship that we've had with them, if it's like it was for the last 20 years, then I can't see this again unless, obviously, the price...
What's the term on this contract?
Two years, and then we'll revisit renewing it. And then we'll have some other people that will probably be interested in seeing where that goes. But if there's not a reason, if it's not broken, then we're not going to worry about fixing it again.
Now, do they go per inmate? I mean, in other words...
They go per meal.
Per meal. Okay. So, you know, as we increase jail beds to 185 from 110, there's more meals. Or do you just keep the... 110 meals and have 185 people share.
Well, we can't. They can actually do that in Alabama. Sure.
They do?
They do. They did. Now, unfortunately enough, a few of those administrators are now currently serving time.
Sounds like a sheriff's jail move.
It was.
They were
any profits that they saved on their food contracts, the sheriff himself got to keep those profits. And unfortunately enough, so that turned into a serious civil rights issue, and it was an absolute nightmare. Plus, those are things that you learn.
Ethics violation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So, yeah. All right. Well, any questions, comments, Commissioner Morgan?
No, good job, Lieutenant Vincent.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, then we'll move this forward to our next weekly business session next Wednesday.
Sure.
And I don't think we'll need a...
Yeah, I don't think you guys would have to be there.
If you want to something up that we can, a little talking point, we can do it all.
Then Dan can talk on the item.
All right. Yeah, we just like we did last time.
A little... What's that?
You won't be here next Wednesday.
Oh, I'll be here next Wednesday. So
I can still read it.
The chairman can read it.
As long as it gets around. Include me in Annette on the email. That'd be great.
Unless you want to come by for the camera time.
I'm good.
It usually seals the deal, doesn't it?
Rather have
good job,
you out
guys.
There chasing
it
up
over there.
Thank you guys very much.
You bet. Take care.
All right.
All right, moving on to item 2A, Public Works, Mr. Brandis. a memorandum of understanding number 3395.
And I brought Jerry Marmon out with me.
You did.
I did indeed. So the MOU you've got in front of you is, I think, just kind of a response from all the parties to try to have a better outcome than the Segment 3 many, many years ago. I think from the state's part, they'd probably say that locally we didn't do enough to try and work through that process. From our part, we may say the state didn't flesh it out well enough. Regardless of where fault lies, it was, you know, it was not collaborative by the end. So I think this was an attempt to say, look, we're going to do everything we can to play nicely together. There is a bailout clause. We get to a point where we decide, hey, the proposed fix is just not fundable. So it's really just kind of an ambition to play nicely together, I guess is how I would say it. And this is only for Section 3, so effectively from Allen Creek, where the last project finished to 2C, which is the backside of Bynart there.
Okay, so it doesn't take in anything on the South Y. It's just from after you make the turn and you're legitimately on 199 yep. to Allen Creek.
Yeah, 2C is the backside of Bynart, effectively. Yeah.
Okay.
And if I recall, Gary even mentioned the EA revisions already started, I think he said, at the Act yesterday, or Tuesday?
Yes, the process is in the works to get that going, yeah. Okay. And again, just looking at that section. And
how, this is just for deficiencies, correcting deficiencies, and or is this, would this, you know, I'm going to mention every opportunity I get to have you in the room, that third rail out there. Third lane.
Yeah.
Is this the place to put something in there that you're looking towards at?
Yeah. Yeah, this would be an opportunity. Essentially what we'll do is, it's kind of a dust off, if you will, that small segment, and that's where we had all the controversy, you know, mm-hmm. last time. So we'll take a look at that segment, we'll kind of dust it off, we'll revamp the traffic numbers. So we'll redo the modeling, and see what the new, you know, data suggests, and it's also a chance to kind of tweak that piece of the alternative. And so we'll look at the third lane, we'll look at Allen Creek connection, and kind of all be on the same page as we move forward.
Is there an opportunity for us to, you know, some of us have ideas on what that should look like?
Sure.
That may differ from ODOT's idea of what that may look like.
Sure.
Is there an opportunity at some point in time where we submit drawings or ideas or concepts that we think will work? Because we're that corner there at Allen Creek, you know, we're getting ready to do some pretty major stuff on the Josephine County Fairground.
Right.
Moving the intersection over there really doesn't fit well with what our plans are for our facility. So, you know, it brought to my attention, wow, that's part of the 4th Bridge. I said, then make it part of the 4th Bridge. If the 4th Bridge ever goes, then that's when you look at that whole section. Right. Don't do it now anticipating the 4th Bridge to be there, or because a cat will put all of that in the back end of an end dump in an afternoon. No matter what changes you make, it can go away. Nothing's permanent.
Yeah.
So I would think that intersection, if you were going to do anything major with that intersection as far as moving it over on the county's end of it, make that as part of, because this really, a person told me that, well, ODOT will tell you. I said, no, wait a minute. That bridge will not be an ODOT project.
Yep.
That 4th bridge will not be. That's a city project. So make that intersection part of that bridge. When that bridge does, if it ever does, come into existence, that part of that bridge project will be altering that intersection, because then the traffic flow there will be dramatically changed.
Yep.
Versus just a little speed bump now.
Yeah. Yep.
So is there an opportunity, and what would the timeline be for us to say, we want to submit this, and you can take credit for it, just say, you know, if it fell out of the sky, and this is,
only,
you know,
people like it.
We think this is a good idea, you know, rather than a complete and utter, you know, tear down Dollar General and blah, 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 which is one of those, part of that, if what I see, what we looked at from the concept, I couldn't put my name on that ever. And I'll put it in my will that whoever's supposed to take care of my stuff when that comes up, that they have my permission to sign against it again. Okay?
Okay.
So this is going to carry on. But I didn't know if there was an opportunity and what that timetable would be, how far along you are. Is it something you want us to submit an idea now so that, you know, your traffic engineer can go, you know what, that does look good. Or, yeah, that would work. And or, no, that won't work. Or whatever.
Yeah, I think, well, to answer your question, this is the opportunity to do that. Probably give us a little bit of time to get existing conditions done with the traffic modeling. Mm-hmm. So probably not today, but in a couple months probably.
Okay, we'll we're not in a position to do that today. But.
Yeah, I think there is definitely an opportunity, and I understand there's constraints, there's new constraints, if you will, at the fairgrounds. And so there's an opportunity for all three of the agencies to come together, okay. City, County, and ODOT, and try to collaboratively.
I just appreciate the fact that we're going to open this box again, because we nailed the lid pretty well shut on that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, we did. And Art said it once that it was an unwritten rule out there. Josephine, at RBI, Josephine kind of gets nothing because they didn't play ball. I think we've all grown up a bit, and so now I think we're to a place in time where I think now, and maybe rightfully so, that we didn't do that then because we had no idea what the fairgrounds was going to be. It looked at that point in time like the fairgrounds was probably going to be quite shrunk down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, correct me, you're helping me on the table if I'm wrong, Jerry. I think of the EA as more of the rule book to say, here's the existing conditions, here's the things that are problems that need to be fixed. And it will have a preferred alternative fix, but that doesn't mean that is the only way to fix it.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. And I mean, ideally, the preferred alternative is something that all three agencies collaboratively work on. And obviously, there's always trade-offs, right? There's, you know, none of us will get all.
There could be a $25 million fix we all love, but it's just not going to happen. We say, hey, here's an $8 million fix that we all can say, yeah, that's pretty good. I think that stuff's on the table.
Well, I just want to know, it's more for my benefit than anybody else's, because you guys know the timeline, and I don't want to be sitting here, in, you know, 3 years from now and going, nope.
Sure.
This is the way we've decided, your comment period ended 3 months ago.
Yeah,
we want to be very much at the table on that out there because
we've
got a fairgrounds is what we're looking for. We're getting selfish on this thing. I'll be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
We don't want ODOT coming in and saying, "Wow, we got to carve this off because of that bridge," when it may not. Yeah.
And even if some unforeseen comes up where there's some completely off the wall idea that came up 3 years later, that's still fair game. This isn't constraining what the possible final solution could be.
No.
It's more establishing the ground rules and the conditions.
Yeah, I would rather have five different options and kick three of them out and settle on two or something along that line. I just want to know. I just don't want us at Josephine County to come in and have ODOT say, no, you missed that. You missed your comment period. I just keep us abreast of that.
No, and in fact, I think that's kind of the intent of this.
Okay.
We're all on the same page, and as we even begin to take the first step forward, everybody's going to be involved in the loop as we move forward. So that will not happen, I can guarantee you that.
Okay.
I don't want that either. None of us want that.
So it sounds like the first step into getting back into this, blowing the dust off the our bookmark, and then discussing it.
Yeah.
So I would note, I don't know if you are aware, but the new entertainment venue that goes with the horse racing is no longer on that corner where Allen Creek is at. It's moved down halfway towards
it's in the middle of that parking lot.
Right, but it was on the corner and a fourth bridge concern, and now it's not.
I see.
And so,
I don't think I've seen that revision.
Right, it's moved down, so I wanted you to be aware of that.
Okay, good.
There are drawings at the city submitted for that, so if you ever wanted to see them, I'm sure they could get it to you.
Okay.
Commissioner Morgan, any comments or questions on this one?
I think Commissioner Dion covered it pretty well.
Very good.
And we already knew this was coming. I am good. Thank you.
Yeah, our citizens couldn't be happier that we're trying to address the one main bottleneck. Mm-hmm. All those folks that have to make a different choice because of the traffic.
That's one thing. Everybody has agreed on that part for quite a while.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
As far as Wednesday goes, would you like me and or Jerry there for a business session?
I won't be there Wednesday, so I think it might be helpful.
Yeah, at least you.
Okay. Yeah. At least you, okay. Gary, I think, you know, if you want to
carry the water,
you might come in. More than welcome, but I don't think it's, you know, just...
Right, it's just an announcement of where we're headed. Okay. Yeah. And not some comprehensive reveal.
So, you know, the two of you there, it might show solidarity if, you know, ODOT's in the room.
Right.
I think the more it would show that ODOT and Josephine County are, they could share the same swing set without.
Or at least same player.
Is there three swings on that or two?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to keep your social distance.
Is there a quorum? We're going to have a quorum that day if you're not there? Morgan's calling.
We're just going to have one
swing. She should be on the cusp as to whether or not she's out of self-quarantine. If not, she can come in by phone, right?
Yeah, she can still come in by phone
she's
next week.
Quorum by phone.
I'll just sit here by myself and talk to her on the phone.
We'll plan on Wednesday then.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
9:30. Great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item 2B is a transit discussion with Mr. Scott Chansey, a vehicle purchase for a Schottky bus and van sales.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. Thank you. So this is the exact same purchase that I had brought before the commission 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
The only difference is it's a 2020, not a 2019. So I wasn't allowed to add another vehicle on the state agreement from what I had done 2 weeks ago. And so that's why this is coming before you again. I was going to wait on this vehicle and get the first one delivered and tested out. It's essentially an essence of time that I need to get another replacement vehicle in. And so we're going to go ahead and just roll the dice and buy two instead of one and test it out. With that said, this is the exact same vehicle that they're running in up in Portland at TriMet. So I feel
pretty good reviews up there?
Yeah.
Okay. How many people does it hold?
This is for dial-a-ride service. So this one holds six people, okay. Up to six, or three people using mobility devices. Typically, we carry about two.
So you could make one or two stops and pick up more than one person, and then get them into the bus system.
Correct. We try to. There's some time restrictions in terms of when somebody calls and wants a ride, or when the ride is scheduled, when we actually have to be there. So some of that determines how many people we're going to have in the bus. But yeah, we try to accommodate as many people as we possibly can. Mainly, this type of vehicle transports people in mobility devices. So that's the key. It's not overall size. It's how many can we accommodated at any given time, and this vehicle's for three. So I feel pretty confident about that. The price is $2,000 more than the other one. That's mainly because it's a new model year, and the other reason is we're having them move the parking brake. So it was a handheld parking brake besides the driver's seat.
That's old school.
Yeah, it is. But since the driver actually moves through that area and passengers can actually move up through the front door and into the back, that's not a very smart place to locate a parking brake. So we're having them relocate that electronically to the dash.
And for $2,000, you're moving forward a year of life as correct. Well. So that's not the worst move.
Yep.
It has advantages.
We think this is the vehicle that will move forward to into the future. The main component on this is that the manufacturer had to deliver it by June, the end of June.
To keep the pricing?
Well, it was in order to fulfill the contract. So when I put the first RFQ out, it was you had to have me a vehicle by June, which is why I only had one vehicle on it. They said they're also able to deliver this one by the end of June, and so we'll get them both at the same time. So I figured it was a good time to go ahead and just purchase it.
And money for this is in the same grant?
It's in the same, there's some in the same grant, and then I also budgeted or put in our STIF, or the payroll tax dollars that we get from the funds, for another vehicle exactly this size. So I have two,
partial, and then you'll supplement.
That's exactly right. So I'll finish out the one grant for some of it, and then I'll use STIF money that I've already programmed for the rest of it.
Where is this company located you're buying from?
It's a Ford vehicle, so it's coming out of back east. But what happens is they build it back east, they transport it to Portland. That's where Schottky's at. Schottky goes in and rebuilds it or puts in the components that we want, such as the lift, moves in the parking brake, those kind of things, and then they deliver it back to us.
How does Governor Brown's thing going to affect this? Because I'm going to assume this is going to be, this company, Shetke, is well over $1 million in sales. And
I don't know.
So their cap and trade thing would fall into that. Is that going to all of a sudden add, if it's 5%, it could add $4,000 to this thing overnight?
It can't. Well, if it does, then they're going to have to essentially eat that price.
Because we're going to sign a contract this amount.
That's exactly right.
Okay, and if we do that prior to, I don't know when cap and trade is supposed to kick in her deal. But
it's going to court. So yeah. I don't know if it's going to kick in.
I know Lithia's got a really neat idea. They're going to put a line item on their invoice for what that cost you.
Yeah, they already did for the corporate activity tax.
Yeah.
You're talking cap and trade, which is another one.
They're just going to line item their invoice so that you're aware of what portion of the price of that car is going to.
Yeah, we'll sign a contract with them and it won't change.
Well, Scott brought this to me last week, and I said, that's over the $50,000, sort of bring it here. That's why it's here today. And it's kind of a, you know, it sounds like a good idea. We were going to do it probably next year anyway, so mm-hmm. this time we're going to get it in both of them at the same time.
Correct.
And I see our finance director is not over there waving his arms or anything, so I think we're okay. Of course, he's just come back off vacation, so we're going to take a couple days to retrade it.
Yeah, like I said, it was in the budget. I had normally, this was a late purchase. I expected to get it done, the first one, before I did.
Okay.
And then when they said they could deliver another one, and I need to replace my vehicles,
I figured,
okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do it without actually putting the other one in, getting it and putting it in service first. Yeah. So.
Well, I think if Portland's been running these and they're working well, mm-hmm. that's, you know, we could take it and test it.
Yeah.
But they've got snow and ice and all kinds of stuff up there that we don't have, that probably harsher conditions than we have, traffic-wise.
Bicycles, scooters.
Hills, you know, hills and dales that we don't have. If they give it the green light, I'm in favor of it. I think that's plenty of testing for it.
Can you invite at least me out when you get these? I want to see the new charging stations mm-hmm. and see these vehicles. It interests me how you'd strap in those.
Definitely.
If someone was in a wheelchair, make that safe. I'd like to see that work out.
Yeah, it's a work of art, so to speak.
I suppose.
And it's interesting to be able to put that many people in mobility.
Yeah, I saw the diagram, and I'm like, okay, then they're strapped in somehow.
Yeah.
So there must be a method.
Yeah, anytime, but I'll definitely... We'll clean up the office and give you an invitation.
Dump the trash, sweep the dust bunnies out of the corner.
I love it. All right, well, thanks, Scott. We'll move mm-hmm. this one forward.
Thank you, Scott.
So,
Commissioner Morgan, any comments or questions from you?
No, I trust Scott.
Thank you.
I know, right? Continually, you reinforce that, Scott, so thank you.
Thank
I
you.
Do trust that
so,
you're looking out for the best.
So Wednesday?
Yeah.
If you could just draw something up, I won't be here Wednesdays. This is all going to Wednesday WBS, and I won't be at that meeting. So if you could draw up something the chairman could read, that'd be swell. Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to go.
Well, we're piling all on there. Chairman
Hopefully
will take
I don't
care
get
of
sick.
That. Chairman will take care of that.
Call it over.
He's got broad shoulders.
I'll get that done.
All right.
Over to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Item 2C is human resources. This is Mr. Schofield, position addition for community development. I know that... Community Development Director Mark is in Gold Beach or Curry County today, and so what can you tell us about this?
So Mark is looking to improve customer service in his code enforcement division, and so he would like to open up designated hours for the public to come in. And in order to be more efficient, we have code enforcement administrators who basically, if there's a violation or potential violation, they do a lot of work to verify, is it an actual violation, and then trying to mitigate that issue. And there's levels of work within that. Some of it is low-level administrative, and some of it's a little higher analysis that requires the administrator. By adding a department specialist, senior department specialist, you can have the lower-level work accomplished by lower paid employees that are more suited for that work, and then those folks can man the window to, you know, provide that customer service. He's able to afford these positions within his current budget, within half planning and half building safety. And he would he'd like to accomplish this now instead of waiting to the right. next budget cycle.
And it'd be supported by the fees it creates.
Yeah.
And so that's good. They also remodeled a little area for this mm-hmm. to give better service in three areas, and that's in code enforcement, the water master, mm-hmm. and DEQ, the new thing we're going to take on in a few months.
Yeah.
DEQ inspection. So we'll have one office facing in that upstairs area with one person that can help coordinate so they have someone to talk to if those people are out inspecting something. And so it looks like a really good move.
He also thinks this will help facilitate us ability to get through these violations more rapidly. I mean, a good example, someone complains that their neighbor built a garage without a permit. You know, they file a complaint, it goes to these department specialists, they process the complaint, give it to the code enforcement person. They can go out and say, oh, it turns out you don't have a permit. You can either tear that thing down or get a permit. And if they get a permit, that generates revenue.
Right.
And then they're in compliance. So
yep.
that's kind of how it's afforded.
No.
What's their schedule now? It says, as you know, we're opening this department to the public, 8 to 12, 1 to 3, 5 days a week. What are they now? Are they only 3 days a week? Or
they're not open to the code enforcement. Doesn't have any office hours at all.
This is a pretty good-sized leap for
Yeah. They're you call and we'll get back to you when we can. That's what they do today.
Okay, all right.
And so like
and now they'll have a place they could go mm-hmm. and talk to someone, which yeah. is
I like it that Mark and company is moving his division. We constantly, I think the big complaint is, you go get a permit or you go get anything, it takes weeks and months, and well, all I did was this. And he's moving everything up, you know, like taking on DEQ mm-hmm. and septic approvals, you know, instead of 4 weeks now, it's 10 days to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he's moving everything into where all of a sudden, instead of contractors saying, well, don't go to Jill Speed County because it takes them forever. Now it's going to be the other way around, you know.
Right, and if code enforcement says you need a permit and change that, they can walk right around the building, walk right in,
and get
that permit, yeah, yeah without yeah. having to cross town or go to some right. other right. Office. And this actually helps move his whole organization towards being in the black,
yeah.
Which is pretty exciting that they're getting there based on the economy and some, mm-hmm. based on the code enforcement and some, but now the DEQ is going to be contributing.
Well,
to that
we've got
move
the backup
the
with Augustus. We've got the backup now, legal backup. Mm-hmm. A lot of we didn't have before.
And I think the community's seeing the difference in the code enforcement. So,
yeah.
Okay, Commissioner Morgan, any comments or questions?
Not enough to know I'm okay with him going forward with the position.
All right. Well, then I'd entertain a motion to approve these new positions.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Great. Any further discussion?
None for me.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 And aye. All right. That motion carries 3-0.
I'd like to bring one other thing up.
Sure.
I didn't have time to get it on the agenda, but you know, with the rapid response to the COVID issue, some of our union folks have asked the question about does the county have a plan for basically the handful of employees who don't have enough sick time? So the vast majority of county employees have enough sick time. If they need to take a couple weeks off because they got sick or they felt they needed to be quarantined for whatever reason, they have plenty of time. But if you're a new employee, you may not. Or if, let's say, you just had a surgery and expanded, you know, used up your bank, what would be our response? And we don't currently have one, but I have a solution. What I would recommend is the board authorize people who normally wouldn't qualify for FMLA because they haven't worked here enough hours, allow them to qualify, and then normally if someone doesn't have enough hours, they can request hardship donations, and most that works great for most everyone. But if you don't qualify for FMLA, you can't do that.
What's a hardship donation? Another employee yields his mm-hmm. sick days over to you?
Yeah, so there's probably 7 or 8 times a year that someone doesn't have enough hours due to whatever reason, and they have an FMLA event. They need to be gone for a month. And so they put out a request, hey, is anyone willing to donate some of their hours? And the employees at the county are very generous, and most of the time they get some donations. So it's pretty rare that people don't have the ability to cover.
The FML, Family Medical Leave.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, in order to qualify for FMLA, you have to work for an agency a certain period of time.
Right.
And so if I've only been here a month, I don't qualify.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah.
In the military, I'll go back to that, when you get out of basic training, you've only been in the military for 2.5 months, mm-hmm. but you get 2 weeks leave at that time, which mm-hmm. is a 6-month period to accumulate 2 weeks leave because you get 30 days a year.
Yeah.
So you would have to be in 6 months before you qualify for 2 weeks, but they give you that 2 weeks. You are basically borrowing against it. You're in the negative until you get out to a year, then you've got another two weeks build up again.
Yeah.
So can that be a solution for the new hires to say, you know, take your 2 weeks and we're going to pay you, but
we'll put it in the bank.
You're in the red on your total.
We could do that. I don't actually think there'll be very many employees at this.
I don't think there will either. But I didn't know if it was an option. You say, well, you know, you can borrow from other people or not borrow from other people, get donations from other people.
What I would like to do is just put out a hardship request, have it in a pool. Usually hardship requests is tied to one individual person. What I'd like to have is put out a request for hardship. I'm very confident that we would get plenty of hours, but allow that hardship to be used for multiple employees if it's required. And I think we would be talking a handful of employees that would need it, and not very many, because the majority of them have been here long enough to build up a bank. I mean, once you've been here 6 months, you know, you get enough hours each month.
And I'm not against that idea. I know that the federal government is looking at ways to try and help. Mm-hmm. And a bill passed in Congress last night had some things in it. It's not all the way passed yet.
I think it's a typical federal government saying they're going to throw money at a problem, but there will be no money come to Josephine County for somebody over in public works take off 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It will all administratively be sucked up before it ever gets to where it's supposed to go. So I'm okay to say, oh boy, you know, politically that sounds like a big deal, but realistically, I don't think it'll ever get to us.
That's why I think the payroll tax cut is the way to go, because it cuts right to the you keep your own money instead of some government cutting you a check.
Yeah. But so as we'll it relates to this out. Specific issue, I think that we have it within our existing structure to take care of our own.
Ain't nothing prettier than clear cut.
but, I mean, our policy states you have to qualify for FMLA or OFLA to request this. What I'd like to do is request the board authorize it to be administered through HR and allow people to have the option of a hardship request.
And if it doesn't get used up, we'll just shuffle those back.
That's what we do. So we put it in a pool, it's tied to people. If it doesn't get used, it goes back.
I'd like to have Commissioner Morgan maybe sit down with you and weigh in on that, because she's the only one that's worked here as an employee and an elected official, because there's all kinds of different slots that this thing falls into. And she's probably going to have some questions for you or some ideas for you.
Well, let's ask her. Commissioner Morgan?
Well, funny that I had the mute off ready to ask the question.
I love it. Go ahead, please.
Put your slippers on.
I couldn't hear what that said.
I said, put your slippers on.
I actually am wondering, did the union have any suggestions?
They haven't yet. I did talk to them about this option about a week and a half ago, and they thought this was a good option, but I don't know if they have any other ideas. Typically when
I think this came up in our tabletop exercise from the COOP, as far as if the county had to shut down for some reason, and, you know, what do we do with employees? And, you know, the thought at that time, because of the cyber kind of scenario, is who can be placed in other places, so, you know, to work in other ways to support. But in this situation, it does open the door for people who wouldn't otherwise be able to do it. And I think it makes sense. But I would just ask that we keep looking for options, that if it doesn't meet the need, then we come back and we figure out what the next step would be.
No, I think that this is a good first step, and if it turns out we need something more comprehensive, then we address it then.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
So where do you want to put this? Do you want to bring it?
This would just be a permission thing, I think. Do we need to vote on it?
I'm okay with it.
I think if I get an affirmative from the board here, then that's fine.
I'm okay with it. Commissioner Morgan? Are you okay with it? Yeah. Okay, good.
Sorry.
No worries. I know there's a delay. I just get impatient.
I'm a yes.
All right, I'll move forward to make it happen.
Yes, Lil is yes. Welcome to Hollywood.
Thank you.
thank you, sir. Item 3 was a finance report and business update, but Arthur is out of town and unavailable, is what my sheet says. But then I look over here, and I see that Arthur is in town and available.
Arthur's clone.
I could be gone very quickly.
Right. Hey, y'all, watch this.
We didn't know Arthur had a clone, but welcome. I'm Commissioner DeYoung, and this is
virtual Powell. Arthur.
Yes, I'm the good-looking one.
Yeah, Arthur, you're the good-looking
one. Just in case you wonder.
My other brother, Daryl.
Very good. And just as my two cents on the thing, I'd rather build on an existing policy that we have, such as the FMLA, rather than trying to develop a brand new, you know, with whatever loose ends might be there. So this one sounds very good to me, I think, as far as addressing the urgency here.
HR bit. Yes.
So thank you. Yes, I was out of town for a couple of days. But just some updates. Business-wise, I believe it's in your packet for the Wild Rogue Balloon and Kite Festival. Mm-hmm. They're asking for support from county economic development dollars, $5,000. This is to the GP...
Farm Bureau, I think, this time.
Yeah, marketing and event... I'm sorry. The Josephine County Farm Bureau is putting this on. And we did that last year. We gave them $8,000. And so now it's gone down to $5,000. I think that's the right direction as far as, you know,
right,
working towards becoming more self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. Self-sufficient, right. I wrote that down somewhere. I'm sorry, I can't find it.
What's that?
The $8,000, just the...
Well, yeah. I'm just looking at the ask, and I'm, you know, you say it was $8,000 last year. I'm just looking. This year's ask is $5,000.
It's $5,000, yes.
It's right. Not $3,000 and going to $5,000. It's $8,000 and going to $5,000.
Yeah, and this is a conversation we had at the beginning with them that we'd like to help get you started because there's a lot of startup costs, but eventually we won't be a sponsor potentially. So I appreciate the direction as well.
And it shows here that it's going to River Road Reserve. Is this a year by year thing? It shows, of course, I guess it's the Kite Festival 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have any kind of commitment or long term. I don't think they're still in their infancy. They're not like Boatnik that goes 5-year jumps with city council. And back to
permanent
the 50s,
contract.
It has 5-year contracts so they can plan ahead. They're just year to year on this, correct?
Yeah. And this is, their event is a little bit in flux depending upon the horse infrastructure that goes into that River Road Reserve, because they may end up moving down to where they have their fall event for Halloween with the pumpkins.
Pumpkin Fest and all
that. They may have to move down there eventually because of the horses, but we don't know yet.
Yeah.
So we'll hope they work through it. And I'm glad that the Farm Bureau picked it up after the Rotary and Caleb LaPlante decided not to pick it up. So it's a good deal for our community.
I've always wondered how you can have a balloon and kite festival in the same day, because balloons don't like wind at all.
Yep.
And kites have to have wind.
Yeah.
Balloons, it's usually a 6 a.m. thing for a lot of the balloons, unless you're doing a tethered ride because of those winds. And that means you got to get up early. Me and my grandson went last year. You got to be down there at 5.
And the tethered rides are fun.
They are. And the night glows are fun.
Hold on. We had a number of years ago, we had a unit heat pump lifted onto Dennis Hosley's office up here.
Yeah.
And it was right, there was a motel around there, and there's all kinds of traffic and everything, so helicopter was out of the question, and crane, there was no way to get a crane in the parking lot. And so Bill Woodhead. Yeah, and he says, you know what? I says, how much can you deadlift with that balloon? And he says, well, I can do this and do that and do this. I can lift. And I said, would you lift one of our units up there and set it right in the middle of that crown? Because it was all tile roof. You're not going to walk on it. And set it down on that? And he goes, yeah, I can do that. He said, I'll take everything out of the basket. So we got all done putting the unit in place. They said, well, let's go for a ride. And so we jumped in the basket, and away we went. I said, where are we going? He goes,
I don't know.
This thing. I have no idea. I can't answer that. Where are we going to land? Who knows? But it was an interesting concept. Have you ever been in a balloon ride?
A few times. One time when Commissioner Morgan was on the ground crew.
Yeah, it's a weird sensation because there's no, you'd think, oh, well, it's windy up here. No, you don't even feel that because you're going right with everything.
Absolutely silent.
It's your only choice is up or down. You can't tell where you're going to go.
Nope. And with our river, it's fun to watch the ground crew scramble and go, oh, over there?
Ground crew becomes the wet crew becomes the ground crew.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad this is coming about.
Yeah.
Pam and I drive by there. I've never pulled in, but I think it's a good thing to have for the Valley.
Good.
So unless there's an objection, we'd move this to the admin portion of our weekly business session.
Yep, got it.
Any comments, Commissioner Morgan?
How are we coming on our economic development chart?
That's my question, seeing the bigger picture, but we've committed to this last year, and I'd like to, with the Farm Bureau taking it, like to continue this year.
Yeah, we will have that economic development discussion. We're working on that budgetarily, and we'll have that for you.
On the budget side of things, I've been trying to get to where the money we get this year is what we budget for next year. In other words, I don't want to spend what we're supposed to receive next year. I'd rather have enough carryover to cover the budget. We're getting there. Our carryover is scheduled to be around $270,000 this year, June 30th of this year, in economic development. Yes.
Right.
And to me, since economic development is somewhat fluctuates up and down depending on, the economy and how much people put into lottery, I'd rather be a little more secure in that. Or at least have a majority of the funds available at the beginning of the year so that we're not hoping that we will get another adequate deposit, quarterly deposit, and to bail us out of our commitments. But all that being said, I don't mind a $5,000 ask. That is easy to accommodate within our existing budget. And we actually have one that we budgeted that, unless you folks think that it may occur, which is, I believe, the $25,000 for some sort of a government statewide economic development commitment that we made a year and a half ago, sent a letter up to the governor saying we're on board. So I don't know if that's going to come through or not, but we'll discuss it. But that being the case, all I'm saying is that we've got room for this small
Sounds
ask.
Good.
So
we'll move that one forward.
Thank you.
You bet.
The second thing I wanted to bring you up to date, I'm following through on the securing funds for the demolition of the old A Street Hospital building. So I've talked to Karen Homolak up at Business Oregon with Brownsfield Funding. I have an application from her. I'm requesting that we get Mal Foster back on board with us, who shepherded the Brownsfield for the tower, to get them back on board. So if that's all right, I'll be bringing a contract at some point in a week or something to you folks to look at that.
We're overdue for tearing that building down.
Yeah.
So
it will not be a very expensive contract. I mean, I know it'll be under $20,000 in that sense of getting things going.
And they'll help
going.
Us get through the
Correct,
process
all the paperwork
of,
and all the...
Yeah, and won't burden our grant writer in-house.
Well, I did send it to our grant writer and ask her to look up, try to see if she can get some money too.
Okay, good.
So, all the money we can get. And then, of course, hopefully the theory is with the sale of the Dimmick property, that will reimburse any expenses that the county has incurred.
Sure.
Third item, the dues for the Association of ONC Counties. It's an annual dues, $68,000. It's last year we paid $62,000. Year before that, $60,000. Year before that, $60,000. So it has gone up slightly, about $6,000, $5,800 from last year. So $68,000 for the Association of ONC Counties dues. We would normally not, they send it to us about this time of the year. We normally don't pay this until July, first part of next year, because it is a fiscal year dues, so we'll pay it in July. But bring it to your attention in case you have any questions, comments, concerns, something that we budget every year, but do we get the value?
There's a huge return on investment on that $60,000.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so too.
You know, we're in a position as an ONC county, we're in kind of a catbird seat, if you will. They harvest. We don't get the economic, we don't get the employment opportunity that the other counties get when they actually harvest timber in their counties. But that's the only part of it we don't get.
Right.
We don't have mills to support the employment side of it. We don't have fleets of trucks. Ireland's out of Myrtle Creek. That's Douglas County. Then it's mostly Ireland trucks that go around here other than Jippo or somebody like that. So when we get a portion of any timber sold on ONC counties, it's really like a gift.
Right.
Because we do belong
we're
to that organization.
Benefiting by being associated
we
even
don't,
though we're
yeah,
not cutting.
We are not part of the association. We back out of the association. I put it this way. I think we would still get it by statute. We would still get it. But however, putting this money into that, we're at the table for all negotiations.
Yeah. Well, and that group's been making progress in the courts,
right,
as well as within the agencies. Right. So,
well, it was a couple of years ago, they were also successfully argued the sequestration, mm-hmm, that right, they should not withhold sequestration from the ONC payments or the SRS payments. So they are good in that regard too.
Yep.
Yeah. So, we get okay. It's one of the things we belong to. We get our money.
Yeah, it's easily worth.
I don't know. The motion. We have to make a motion.
No, I will put this in the budget.
You put
for
it in the
for this coming year. That's where I was coming from. And then just for your information, speaking of budgets, we did send out the budget forms last week to all the departments, so everybody should have all the pieces of paper that they may need.
You're clogging up my schedule, you know that, don't you?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. They need guidance and direction. Hopefully we'll get most budgets done by next week, by next Friday. That's the due date, and so we'll start rattling cages if we don't get them by that point in time. So... today, there's
just about everybody ready to go, Sheriff. I think next week.
I don't know how many meetings we've had where there was chainsaw sounds in the background,
yeah,
but this is different.
And today,
we're talking about ONC.
The last thing is
it's thematic.
We're doing
market of timber down there.
Demonstrations of the three companies that bid on our financial system. So today is Square Central Square. Yesterday and the day before was Tyler Tech, which is what the City Grants Pass went with. And then next week we'll have Springbrook, our current provider, give a demo on their new product. So that's going on today and tomorrow.
So, well, and you want people to talk nice about you after you leave.
Yes.
So this next decision might be important.
We have representatives from several different departments involved in this.
You're spreading the responsibility.
Oh, there. So everybody gets their moment to provide input.
Okay.
So that's what I had.
Thank you, sir. Welcome okay. back.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Commissioner Morgan, any comments or questions from you?
I'm sorry. My doctor's office called, and so I'm distracted with two phone calls.
No worries.
No, everything's good. Don't worry about it.
You go ahead and cough on your own. We're fine here without coughing. We're okay.
Sounds heartfelt.
No, go ahead and go forward.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you. All right.
Thanks.
Well, it was good that you were out of town and still available. I'm glad to have you back. All right, let's move on to other business. Is there anything, item four, anything that was not on the agenda that we should deal with today?
Nope. I haven't got it.
Yes, Annette?
Did anybody need to speak to somebody from IT? Keith was sent over here.
Yeah, I was sent over just because we've been experimenting with a couple of different remote work.
Might as well come and get on the microphone,
like
sir.
Sure.
You called it experimenting.
Well, we haven't really
nothing
been,
solid for experiment.
We haven't really been using it or utilizing the capabilities that we have, but knowing all the things that have been going on, John just asked if I could come over and demonstrate this kind of stuff for you guys. So I have Teams, which is now installed on everybody's laptops and PCs, except for, unfortunately, Lily's. But we're working on a way that we can push the software to Lily's laptop without her having to come in. I've got questions in with a couple of different people about that currently. We can also get this installed on iPads.
She can bring her laptop in and we'll soak it in bleach.
Right.
And it'll be all right.
I'm going to work on it in one of those glove boxes like they have in labs.
Oh, right.
But we can get it on your iPad, we can get it on your cell phones, we can get it on essentially any kind of electronic device with web or internet capability. But essentially this is what it looks like once you're actually in it. It gives you a lot of chat features. It allows you to do things like send files between people instantaneously, so you don't have to have like an FTP site. I know that's probably a little outside of the...
Right.
Yeah, but you don't have to have special capabilities to share these files back and forth. We can just instantly send them to your device, and you have access to them. So, like, if I need to get a spreadsheet to somebody, I can get that done really easily.
Well, and does working from home and connecting into our system mm-hmm. make us more vulnerable?
It can.
Right.
But we have a lot of things in place to prevent those vulnerabilities, or at least mitigate the risks of those vulnerabilities. So while it could potentially increase the level of threat that we have, it also does offer us some capability to actually get some work done, you know, in these cases where if, say, you know, half the county winds up having to take 2 weeks off of work, we can issue laptops to essential personnel who can get some work done even while they're at home or just isolating away from other potential people who have something we don't want to get. But one of the cool things about this is it also allows, like, video chat. So right now we've got 9 guys in the IT office video chatting. It just pulls up looking like this. Let's see. See if I can get these guys in video chat real quick.
Maybe you shouldn't do that.
All right. Looks like John just jumped in. Chance is jumping in. So we've got a few different people here in video chat, and I had it up on my phone earlier so that we were able to video chat through that as well. So we've got Chance and Frank. Basically, the whole IT office is on video right here.
So we can have a virtual meeting.
Exactly. So meetings like this, we could take place without having to have anybody risk, you know, either contaminating people who aren't sick yet or, you know, those sorts of things.
Right.
And like I was telling other folks, I walked in from the jail, and 5 minutes later, I had this set up. It's dead simple to get going.
Nice.
It's stuff that I think pretty much anybody could probably work their way through. And once it's set up, it's a matter of just click on the icon to get it going. This is something we want to get, everybody kind of more familiar with, more trained up on.
do you guys have any questions about any of this sort of stuff?
So there's cameras on these laptops?
Yeah, all of these laptops have a camera right here in the top. When it's on, you'll see the little yellow or little white light turn on. That's probably why you'll see some people put a little sticker on top of their, on the front of their camera, cover that up.
Right. It worked. I just waved and they waved back. Awesome.
Yep. And I've got it up on my phone here too. I could dive in with the group chat and be on, like right now. There, now I'm going to go. They're all going to get started hearing me now. I could then go ahead and start streaming this data out to another location. So people who we just wanted to be able to watch a meeting, like we could record something and then stream it to somebody else if we wanted to make instructions for somebody. There's all kinds of capabilities that this has, and it's just something that we haven't utilized yet, but it, we can start using it right now.
Do you think we should...
Hey Keith.
Yes.
Go ahead.
While you're if you want to, you should show the text chat and maybe like some of the file stuff.
Yeah, I've got the text chat up next to this as well. And we've got the ability to... Let's see. Do one of you guys want to send me a file of some kind? I was kind of going over that a little bit before I brought you guys into the chat.
Well, and I'm wondering if we want to set up some practices where we send some people home for half a day and have them try it.
And we're actually talking about...
If it does happen, it wouldn't be the first time.
We're actually talking about trying to have something a little bit more, you know, fleshed out, kind of put together for early next week to show you guys and to have maybe, you know, some written instructions, how to set this stuff up, how to navigate through it, how to start a meeting, how to invite people to meetings, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, just to make it a little easier for people who haven't had a chance to play with it yet to jump in and get started in the case where, you know, on a Thursday we're shutting everything down or something like that.
Right. Well, and let me suggest to all you IT guys that we need you, so please wash your hands, keep your social distance. We need you guys to help all the rest of us work if this goes sideways.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the conversation this morning that started a lot of this, is we're all in one office. If we get something, we're going to pass it to each other real quick. So now we're kind of keeping our distance from each other a little bit.
Yep.
Just to keep it safe.
That would be appreciated. Thank you.
Lily, we're looking at visual images of all the people from IT on this group chat thing. You don't need to log into that right now if you don't want to. Okay.
In fact, it might be best if you just.
It'd be best
stay.
If you don't. You know, we certainly
for your sake.
We understand, Commissioner Morgan, your need for privacy.
But it has been a concern of mine because already I have received emails for. Meeting invites, and I go to hit accept on my phone, and it does not link to my phone already. So there is already technology issues I'm having, and by being home. And so it will be good for me to, I probably should follow up with Keith or John or whoever you guys want me to connect after the meeting and see what's the best thing to do.
Yeah, certainly. And we like I said, I've got a couple of questions in with the guys in the IT office for what an option is for getting Teams and the new Office suite onto your laptop remotely so you don't have to come in. And it, you know, just trying to make it as easy for everybody to transition this direction as possible. Anybody have any questions about any of this? Or I mean, no. Yeah.
You're a funny guy.
Right?
You don't have enough hours in the day to answer all my questions, young man.
Does the health department have a hazmat suit we could put on one of you guys to go to Lily's house and fix some things?
I have a Tyvek suit in my trunk.
Just saying, we need to keep the commissioners involved, and I'm glad you're able to telecommute right now, Commissioner Morgan, but we want to make sure you have all the technology at your fingertips, so whatever that looks like, we may have to work something out.
Yeah, even after, you know, if all this blows over and winds up being a non-issue for us, this will be helpful for when people do go travel, go to meetings outside of the county,
are still going to be
day,
snow days,
anything. There's all
teacher
kinds
in service day, you know.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah.
Holiday.
Exactly.
That's the only holiday we don't have right now.
Well, hey, if you have open today, we can work on getting you into Teams.
Yeah, we can work on getting all this set up at least within our own department
you're
and
that
some
on your
contacts.
Phone, your laptop, and phone.
Yep.
Yeah,
because I need to talk to you afterwards.
Yeah, about getting your phone set up. Yeah, and we can get people set up with good contacts. You know, at least out to somebody in each department, so that you've got a way to get in touch with them, and they've got a way to get in touch with you as well. If phones are down or whatever.
Well, because then my last concern would be home internet access is not consistent throughout our employee base. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so, is there any way to stand up a broadcast at Public Works and have people come to the parking lot and stay in their cars and work for a while?
Well, we
download
a
few things.
We do have a lot of
home.
We do have a lot of places where we have Wi-Fi hitting parking lots and things like that.
Yeah.
So it could potentially be an option for people to do
That's
something like that.
Even if they only came in for an hour or two to download some big stuff, they go home and
work. Or even pull into a Starbucks parking lot and grab their Wi-Fi.
Right.
We need to set up some criteria for this, because I can see this thing being a really big mess.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody decides because they, for whatever reason, they decide, I can just go by this, and I don't have to go into the office.
Right.
There's a lot more involved with their presence in this building. Because when everybody goes away...
Mm-hmm.
Who answers the window? And this is a face-to-face situation when you're in government. When you're a county commissioner, they don't want to see you on that. They want to see you looking at them.
Right, absolutely.
And so this doesn't replace, don't ever think this replaces the human interconnectivity.
All this
because
does
that's,
is buys us some options and time to figure out other things.
I have a question for you, and you can answer it. Have you ever read the book... 1984.
I did, yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. You know where you are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I'm wondering, because we'd like to have at least one person in each department to be the public facing, maybe we'll have like a bus schedule. Mm-hmm. Commissioners come in at 8, finance comes in at 8:30, so that we're not in the halls at the same time. And,
it
could get ridiculous.
Yeah, staggering times is probably a really good idea. Just trying to limit as much group activity as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If we can be where we need a bunch of people kind of in the same room, but that's not a good idea right now, then maybe this is a good tool for that. It's definitely, it's unprecedented I guess the silver lining is we're living in a time where we have a lot of tools that, give us other ways to operate and collaborate. If this had happened 10 years ago, it may be even more challenging to deal with.
Good point. Thank you. Commissioner Morgan, any comments or questions from you?
No, I appreciate IT's efforts, and I will follow up with them afterwards to see about my stuff.
Perfect, yeah. Chance and I should be able to lend any assistance that you might need. Just feel free to get in touch with us.
Yep. Do we have any 8-foot poles around with little grabbers on the end? That day hopefully won't come, but we'll see.
If a robot shows up at your door, answer it.
Yeah, give away the laptop. It's okay.
Keith will be out in the street running the robot.
We'll borrow it from the sheriff for the police department.
Right. All right, thanks, IT, for your help.
Yep, thanks, guys.
All right, guys.
Have a good one.
Right. Yeah, appreciate being on this. And
certainly, yeah.
We should have a plan eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Could be tweaked department by department based on...
And based on what each department needs. There's nothing going to be able to replace sheriffs out in the field yanking people out of their cars.
Yeah.
Those robots aren't invented yet.
We haven't got perfected just yet.
They have a deal that picks a stuffed toy out of a thing and puts it in the thing.
Yeah.
Recorder.
Treats it all nice and gentle. But point is like you said, there's not going to be any way to replace the people sitting in the clerk's office taking people's
passport photos, right.
Getting their wedding licenses set up and stuff like that.
Tell that to McDonald's employees.
I know, those right. kiosks are getting probably used replaced more than they used to
by touchscreen kiosks, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but who wants to touch a screen, that's it.
Yeah, you got to have somebody come by to wipe it down right afterwards.
You get more from the kiosk than you ever would from a human.
Yeah.
You pull the screen cover off.
But we just kind of wanted to let you know that we're being proactive about this and trying to come up with ideas and get some direction from you guys about what kind of concerns you have and where you'd like us to maybe be focusing as well. Or, you know, any kind of things that we can do to help you guys out as well. So,
good.
Yeah.
All right.
Because if we had any kind of concentrated outbreak here locally, you guys are going to be heavily relied on to keep us together.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I appreciate you being proactive.
Here's your homework. What does that mean?
1-8-4-3-6-5-7-2 I can't remember.
You don't have a clue.
That one doesn't.
I know something you don't.
For now,
let me take a picture of that.
Right now, yeah. Google it, see what it comes up with. Just take a picture. Take a picture.
3-6-5-7-2 Okay. Googling right now. Firing order for a VA.
For a GMBA. Thank you.
You know what? So, funny
that was
story.
Fast. I thought that was fast.
Completely unrelated to actual work, but funny story on that note. I have in my 84 Toyota pickup a Chevy 350. Ignition coil, because it's the same firing order but twice of the little four banger that's in my truck, and it's a hotter spark and it makes my truck run better.
There you go.
Sounds like something an IT guy might try.
And by the way, coils don't do firing orders.
Okay. I don't know. It's
a hotter spark because it has to delay one more time.
Okay.
Instead of hitting the cylinder in between, it has time to build up for a hotter charge.
Yeah, the guy at the parts store.
The charge is always there. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's another thing that tells who it invites the spark to.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. It is a hotter one.
It's a hotter spark, and it made my truck run a heck of a lot better.
Coils do not know firing orders. They can care less.
Yeah, I guess I should have known that's distributor cap.
You're fine. You learned something.
Yeah.
Keith, you did. I did. I learned,
I learned something. See? Old teaching new. New teaching
life's
old.
Good.
Let's go through it.
No cough, no sneeze. Life's good.
I put Teams on my computer.
So, I guess that ends our auto talk portion of this meeting. Let's go back to our agenda.
So if you click on that.
We have item 5B is a resolution number 2020-009 in the matter of appointments to the Urban Area Planning Commission. We have two seats open and two applicants, Susan Tokars-Kraus and Mark Collier. I am liaison to this commission, and I have some pretty strong opposition to appointing Mark Collier to that open seat. He has a track record of not functioning well in a group over on two or three city committees. And so I would not be in favor of appointing Mark Collier. I would be in favor of appointing Susan Tokars-Kraus. Any comments from the other commissioners?
You, as liaison to that, I'm going to trust your judgment. Do we have two people, two openings?
Two openings and two applicants.
Yep. Two applicants.
I talked with Laura Glover from the city. She has quorum concerns, and so they're excited to get at least one person on there to help with that. Any comments, Commissioner Morgan?
You know, I've seen both his strengths and the negatives. I think that he could do well in that role, but I will support, I guess it just depends, but I'm okay with him going forward.
The board, the remaining members, do they weigh in on?
They did not.
They did not.
No.
Okay. Well, I think I'll follow Commissioner Morgan's lead. and, you know, we'll just see how it shakes out.
Okay, so I'd entertain a motion.
Commissioner Morgan?
To move it forward to the weekly business session?
We could move it to consent calendar if we have approval today.
Today. You make a motion for both Susan and Mark?
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any further discussion?
None.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? I'd say aye. Motion carries 2-0. And so Susan and Mark are, we'll move that forward to the consent calendar for approval.
And just for clarification, 2-1, not 2-0.
2-1, you're right. Thank you. First time I've had to do that for my own vote. I knew this chair
it's
thing
not
would be
different
tricky.
From anybody else.
It's right. It's the same equal vote. Okay, so that's taken care of. That moves us to the last item, matters from commissioners. Anything to share, Commissioner DeYoung?
None for me right now. I'm pretty well jammed up with budget things today. Thank you, Arthur. And I don't think I have any for tomorrow, because tomorrow I've got plans. I'll be here for the hearing in the morning.
Okay.
And then I've got some.
Commissioner Morgan, any from you?
No, I'm still waiting to hear back from my doctor.
Okay. I heard on the radio this morning that the governor is suggesting that we don't have public gatherings above 250 people. I'm not sure how she came to
that
conclusion.
Well, that takes our weekly business session out, doesn't it?
Well, she said it does not affect schools at this time. But something not mentioned so far was how it affects churches. We have quite a few churches that have more than 250 folks. So I don't know if they're going to be able to accommodate that change this weekend.
Did she give a suggestion to that or a board order or whatever?
I don't think there's been an emergency declaration.
Is the church police going to come in and say, oh my gosh, you've got more than 250 people, I'm going to have to fine you per person and we'll put it into Kate Brown's war chest?
I don't think that's how it's supposed to go. I think it's right now it's just a suggestion, but I'm not positive. We could ask for a clarification from our public health director. But I know our church that I go to has already taken some steps in this regard, where we don't shake hands and try and stay from touching each other as best you can in those situations, because there is a lot of people.
Can you still put your hands together when you pray?
You can, but then you have to use the sanitizer afterwards. And don't touch your face.
One good thing is we don't have any cases in Josephine County.
Yep.
And I think, just like we said yesterday, go back to third grade health. Wash your hands, right. Don't rub your eyes, make sure you're aware of your surroundings.
And a lot of churches now have podcasts and YouTube broadcasts. So if you're feeling any under the weather feelings, any of the sniffles or fever, and especially if you're elderly, I would suggest staying at home and watching it on your computer instead of maybe endangering the people you love at your church. So please be smart about it and make those individuals' decisions.
Well, I heard this morning. Keep in mind, it was the Christians that went into the leper caves.
I love it. And if there's no other matters to share in this regard, we have Annette. That's right. Annette, your turn.
We just received an email from Ross Day regarding the hearing tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
He's been placed on a 4-day quarantine, and they're trying to see if, because he's ill, if we can get that changed. So Augustus is working on that.
Oh, sure.
So more information will come.
Oh, I love that.
And if that has to move, that because of the situation.
Augustus won't be there. Ross Day won't be there. But I don't know if you need him. You guys are just making a decision.
Yeah, but I think I would rather... If we, I'd rather have them there if we have any questions.
Yeah. Let's see what they work out.
I feel uncomfortable going into any land use hearing without our legal counsel there.
Yep.
I really do. That's kind of like one hand tied behind your back in a tennis match or something. I don't know. Right. I would just soon, if Ross is okay with putting it off, then the Munions are okay with putting it off, and we're okay with putting it off, I think we need to reschedule it.
Yeah, we need to be out of abundance of caution. we need to be flexible in that regard.
We're not interrupting their planting season or anything that I know of. So.
Right. Okay, if there's nothing else for the good of the meeting, good of the order, then I'm going to end this meeting at 10:14.
Thank you.